Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, how are you?
Hello, I'm good, how are you?
I'm good.
How was your baby moon?
Oh, it was so nice, so nice. We went to Cypress.
It looked so nice from the pics.
Honestly, it was so perfect. Like, I'm so happy we went. I'm so happy we did that because it just was so relaxing and I actually switched off, which I'm surprised that I did because with content and collaborations and everything else, like, I just don't feel like we ever really switch off in these trips. But I did get my content, but I still felt like just really relaxed, which was nice.
That's so nice.
Yeah, I'd really recommend.
What did you do?
Nothing, literally nothing. Like, when we first got there, we were like, oh, we should explore the island, we should go to like nice restaurant recommendations we were given, but we did nothing because the place we went to was like, it was huge. It was honestly probably the biggest hotel I've ever been to. Like, it was so spread out, almost kind of like intimidating.
Like loads of restaurants.
Yeah, it had, I think, 5 different restaurants.
That's quite nice because it means you can just like stay there and like try new places, but you won't get bored.
Yeah.
So I remember going to a hotel in the Maldives, which was obviously amazing, but they only had like 2 restaurants. And if you're staying there for a week, going to the same restaurant every single day, is that I know the menu off by heart by the end.
That's the thing. And we were actually saying that we really wanted to extend our trip. But out of the 5 restaurants, I think it was 3 of them were open, and we were saying we would probably get sick of the food if we extended it any longer.
Yeah.
And they literally, on the last night, they opened the Asian restaurant. I was like, oh, that is so up my street.
I love Asian food.
Yeah,
it's just the best. But also, yeah, it's nice to leave a trip like wanting more rather than like, I'm so ready to leave.
Exactly. Yeah, no, it was honestly perfect, and I'm so happy we did it. It was a really nice little baby moon, so yeah, delighted.
Cute.
We did it. What about you? Did you go to France or not? Like, I'm confused.
Yes.
I said France. You did actually go to France, right? Okay. Because yes. I saw it was like a French named hotel or something, and I was,
yeah,
like, I think
it's the Champagne region, so it's like where, right, all champagne is produced. It's all like vineyards. It was in Emily in Paris, which is how I found out about it.
Ah.
And I was like, I want to go there because it's only 2.5 hours from us. But we were like, we drove there. We only went for one night. As we were driving there, I was like, do I need my passport? And I was like, no, it's fine. Because you don't go through any like border control or anything. But yeah, we just did one night. It was lovely. We took Kiki. It was a dog-friendly hotel. So that was nice. And it was, yeah, it was amazing. I mean, I can't drink more than 1 glass of champagne. So I was like, I want to try the champagne. But I'd had like 1. And then I was like, I honestly can't drink more than 1. And then I switched to wine. So, but it was really nice. Nice little, so relaxing and like peaceful. It was beautiful.
Yeah, I can imagine that. That's kind of what we wanted to originally do for our baby.
This is what we said.
Moon.
Oh no, oh my gosh. We actually, because I was like, oh, it's Nicola and Tuffer's 1-year anniversary. And then I was like, I want to find a photo of you guys to post on the Instagram page. And I was like, I don't want to use one you've already used. So I went on Google. And then we ended up watching this like video that I've never seen before from OK Magazine. I was like, this is so cute.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm actually, that was a cute video, to be fair. I'm happy we had that video.
It was so cute.
Because we didn't get a videographer. Because you guys did. Have I seen your video?
Yeah, we did. No, we haven't received them yet. No. I actually messaged him the other day and he's posting me like USBs with a like wedding. I don't know if I really want to watch it. I might watch it in like a few years or something.
Really?
And I need to remind myself of our love.
It's nice.
Just because I feel like I've got the memories in my head and I don't know if watching something would like kind of change it. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I get you.
Actually, I looked kind of, not like I looked, or like, I don't know, maybe I've got such a nice memory in my head and I don't know if watching it back would change that.
I do get you, but I think watching it back could make it even like more special or remind you of like, how nice it was.
True.
But equally, like, no rush, like watch it whenever. You
can
watch
exactly.
It in 1 year.
Yeah, we can watch it in 1 year, exactly.
Are you guys going to do something big for your 1 year? I know you've literally just got married, but like, have you thought about it?
No, to be honest, we haven't, like, because obviously, yeah, it's so soon, but I mean, I do like the traditions. Like my friend did the whole, did you do this? Like when you do 1 year, it's for the first year, I think it's paper.
Paper. Yeah, I did. Tupper did. Oh, Charlie didn't.
What did you get?
Yeah. Basically, I just got this book. I think I mentioned this for his birthday, but maybe I didn't. It's basically, it was like, it took me ages to fill out. It was like, it was a real commitment. It's basically this book.
Was it like a scrapbook?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, like, because literally a few days before, or maybe it was like a week before, I was like, we're not doing presents, right? We're like, I haven't like bought a present. I was like, I've bought something traditional. He's like, what do you mean? He's like, what's traditional? I was like, well, you get paper for the first year and you do whatever, I don't know, for the next few years. He's like, I haven't done that. I was like, that's okay. And he's like, but basically he tried to like fool me. And he's like, I haven't got any. And he's like, I've only got something like, you know, cute and like sentimental. And I was like, yeah, that's fine. I was like, it's not meant to be anything. I was like, but you know, the push present is coming. So I was like, that moment will be something that I will look out for. I was like, don't worry about the anniversary.
I know. I was going to ask you actually, like, you know about push presents and is that something that you want? But I was like, it's such a great idea.
Yeah, like to be honest, I don't like the term push present and neither does he, because I kind of just feel like, I don't know, I just never really loved the idea of it. But I think it is nice after your wife gives birth, maybe to like do something, maybe yeah. Sentimental, whatever it can be. Like I have an idea what I would love after I give birth, but
what
I don't say it.
It.
I can't say it, but it's basically like sentimental, but it's also not that cheap. So it's kind of a mixture of both. No, it's not a relic. Listen, if he gets it for me, I will definitely share that he got it for me.
Yes, you better.
I definitely will.
Have you watched the new TOWIE?
No, we were about to watch it last night. Instead, I chose to watch Made in Chelsea and only watched half of it. And I feel like I know everything that's going on anyway. So that was that.
I know. It's so hard watching Made in Chelsea when you're friends with people. Because I'm like,
yeah,
I know
when
exactly
you just know
what they're talking about. Yeah, I know exactly the situation. I watched the first episode of Made in Chelsea because they're doing this new thing where they show it like every single night for 5 nights. Kind of
is that what it
vibe.
Is?
Yeah, so I watched the first episode of that, but I haven't seen the rest of it yet. But I watched the new TOWIE. Oh my God, it's juicy. It's so juicy.
I'm so excited.
Cameron refuses to watch it with me. He's like, no, I'm not watching it.
Should you tell me or should I just watch it? Oh, that's
just
annoying because I know
it.
You want to tell me.
Well, it's major drama between Amber and Ella.
I assume she's like, there's a rumor that she's got with Dan or something, or like something's
going
on.
Well, yeah,
there.
Similar to that. She's, yeah. But she basically, yeah. And I'm like, I love Amber. I think she's great. This Ella girl was like completely like exaggerated something because she wants to get back because she wasn't on the show. I think she got suspended and now she's back because of this. I'm like, she's obviously done this to get back on the show.
I hate when people do that. It's happened on Made in Chelsea as well. We've witnessed it. Like people do those things. But like strangely, not that I'm surprised that she was off, but I always see her in the Daily Mail.
I'm so surprised because they did this whole like revamp of the show and they cut loads of people and she was one of them. And I was really shocked that she got cut because I was like, she's quite entertaining. She's very ballsy. Like she causes drama. So I didn't know why they cut her. Anyway, she's now back. She wasn't back in the first episode. It's like next time. And it's like her walking in because they're filming in like Dominican Republic or somewhere. But it's really good. I was like, oh, I love it.
I can't wait to see it. I loved TOWIE. I mean, I love TOWIE in general, to be honest. I think it's just such God shit TV. If that
there was a
sense.
Time where I felt like it went like a little bit downhill, but I feel like they've really like got it back to being really good.
Yeah, that's the same with Main Chelsea, I think, as well. I feel like it's the same. That really fizzled out, and then they kind of like, I'm surprised. I always am so surprised when they bring it back, but they managed to.
I know.
Oh, I'm excited to see that.
Yeah, no, it's so good. And then there's another thing that I watched over the weekend on Netflix, which is called The Girlfriend Who Didn't Exist.
I've downloaded that. Is it good?
Yeah, that's really worth watching. Yeah, it's like a documentary style based on a true story. It's crazy what happens, but yeah, I would watch that. It's like 2 episodes and it's really good.
It's about like an NBA player, right? Or something. Some sort of
exactly.
I assume from the title he like made up that he had a girlfriend or something like that. Is that
no?
Well,
no, he didn't. Not at all. No. Oh. It's like a catfishing story. It's crazy.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm excited to watch that. I actually saw something recently on Netflix as well. It's a film. It's called Look Both Ways. Have you seen it advertised?
Oh, no. Is it like a horror film?
No, it's like a full rom-com. But I'm now thinking maybe I enjoyed it. I was recommended it. And it's basically, it's a story. It just related to me. It resonated with me. It's basically a story about this girl having slept with her like best friend, just a one night stand, and thinking she was pregnant. And it shows the outcomes of both situations, like whether if she had the baby or if she wasn't pregnant, kind of thing. And it was just really like interesting to see how, like, it's just really good. It just shows how always a nightmare if you basically have a child. She's quite young as well. I think they're still in college and stuff. And it's a show the positives of both situations and the negatives.
Is there anyone like that we would know? Any actors in it that you'd know?
No.
In previous things?
No. It's quite a random one as far as I remember.
How did you randomly... I would never just randomly click on a film like that.
I always do. I see. You should
need
see.
Like a recommendation.
You should see my Netflix homepage though. The difference between mine and Charlie's, like, his is like so much cooler than mine. Mine's like, never have I been kissed. Like, just like, not that. There's a Netflix series. It's really good, actually. I watch shit TV though, so I'm not.
I watch trash.
Yeah,
absolute trash. Oh my god, and I love it. All the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, OC. Like, these are what I live for. It's just amazing.
But, yeah, same. To be fair,
but other people would be like, wow.
Yeah, same. But I do watch. I have a mixture. I watch shit, but I also can enjoy a good film. I bet you never watched that Amazon series I recommended to you. Did you like it? Did you try it? Probably wasn't very you.
What was it called again?
Was it? I can't remember. It was like Chris. Was it Chris Pratt or one of the Pratts? I think was in it. I feel like Cameron would have liked it.
He's watching Narcos at the moment, so he just like watches that, and then I don't really know what I do. I'm like on my phone or like on my laptop. So I feel like he needs to finish that, and then we can start something together because. Yeah, he's very invested in that at the moment.
Fair. Yeah, I've never watched that. I've been recommended to watch that, though, because I think they speak Spanish in it. So I should probably give it a go.
I have also finished the book, I'll have you know.
Oh, how did
very
you get on?
Myself.
Yeah, I haven't bought it.
I am very, I honestly, I put it down and I was like, I couldn't be more smug right now.
I literally texted Tiff on the way to Spain. I was like, what was the name of the book again? I was like, I think I'm going to try read it. And I did look for it, but it wasn't there. And yeah, Charlie
I'm so surprised it wasn't in the like W.H. Smith there because it's such a popular book. Maybe it's all sold out though.
I honestly think everything in the airports at the moment is so sold out. Like when I go into W.H. Smith, like all the sweets are all gone. Like loads of things are just gone. And you're like, what's going on? It's like a bloody apocalypse. That's the right word.
I'm really proud of myself. I haven't eaten sweets in like 2 weeks, which is really good for me.
Oh wow, that is amazing. So you've gotten back to coffee and you don't eat sweets. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah, but I had decaf the other morning.
Did
very
you?
Good, and it didn't taste any different. So I was like, this is my new thing.
Telling you, it tastes the same. Tastes the exact same routine.
Exactly the same.
Yeah, I don't know why everyone doesn't do decaf.
But yeah, the book is really good. I actually cried at the ending. I was like, oh,
really?
Shit. Cameron was watching like this documentary next to me about Elvis and how he died really young. And then I was reading this book, which has got some death involvement at the end. And I was like crying because I was like, oh my God, there's so much. Like, life is so precious. I was like, oh my
God. It's true though, to be fair.
And then I put it down and I was like, yeah, I know. It was really good. I really recommend it. And now I'm like, what should I read?
That's so good. Okay, so now you've gotten it into your system. Okay, I need to do that. Speaking of Elvis and how he died, we started that film. I haven't finished it yet. I'm so good. The only reason we haven't finished it is because Charlie just always falls asleep. I can't watch films or series with him, is it? Because I just, it's so annoying. I'm like, I will stay to the bitter end no matter how tired I am. I heard, or he told me, I haven't Googled it yet, that Elvis died from constipation. Is that true? I'm Googling this.
I think he'd taken so many drugs and like drank so much and it all just like blocked him up maybe. I don't know if he was like just like having a really, not like he'd eaten some like really high fiber food. I think he had like taken a lot of pills and that had made him really blocked up.
I need to find his side, yeah.
But I think he died from like alcohol and pills, not from.
Oh, okay.
He died so young.
What age was he?
Oh my gosh, it's terrifying.
I need to watch the film.
Like 42?
Jesus, that's so young. What caused his death?
I know.
Heart attack.
His song's been played the most out of everyone in the entire world.
Really?
Which is crazy.
They're really good songs.
Because I like his music.
Yeah.
I mean, I like it. I don't love it.
Oh, I was loving it, listening to it in the movie. I mean, yeah, I've never put on an Elvis song in my life, but when I was watching the movie, I was like, oh, this is such a good song. This is such a good song.
Yeah.
So I do like his music. Yeah, you're right. Because I was doing my whole like sentimental little book thing for my anniversary, I was looking back at like old texts. Do you know what the first message is?
So cute.
Or could you find it that you and Cameron have to each other?
Yes.
And do you know what it says?
Yeah, it was literally just him sending me the wave emoji. That's how he first messaged me. And then I replied saying, hola.
Hola, as in like a Spanish.
Yeah.
I love that. That's it. I mean, I guess, yeah, it's so recent for you. And I do remember, I feel like you spoke about that in the podcast before, because I was going through mine. Because ours wasn't like the most traditional. Well, how would we put it? It was frowned upon.
That must have taken you ages to find the first message.
Oh my God, 2016. Like, long.
How and it was the hell did you do that?
Facebook Messenger. Because that's why it's not as far back. Because we started on Facebook Messenger, because when he was that age, he like lost his phone like every time he went out. Yeah, and my first message, I was so ballsy. Like, he wouldn't reply. I told you this before, but I just couldn't believe it. Anyway, first message to him was fearing, question mark. And he was like, yes, basically. Like, who am I? Hilarious, because I knew he...
Fearing, just, does that mean like anxiety?
Oh, is that an Irish word? I didn't know that.
Yes.
Yeah, like fear, like I said, you freaked out, like that we got together kind of thing. Like, yeah, you fearing.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you meant like, do you have anxiety because you had such a big night out?
Oh, no. It was literally pure, because it was just, it was close to home, same friendship group.
Yes.
Like, wasn't,
dangerous territory.
It was very dangerous territory. It was fun though, yeah. It was a lot of fun. This is funny.
Did you write it down in the little book?
Actually, no, I didn't write it down in the book. I was going to post it on my feed. I was doing like an anniversary post. I was going to post it like a swipe. I didn't know.
I don't know if anyone would have known what you meant apart from your Irish friends. I would have been hearing.
Oh, well, that's good to know. Well, now I've told everyone on the podcast, but like, it's good to know I can...
And you've already posted, but yeah. No, yeah. You can do it for your 2 year.
Yeah. Oh, it's just so funny looking back at old messages.
I know, it is so funny.
Also, when you look back at old messages, you speak so differently to one another, because like you're flirty and you're trying to play, like, I don't know, well, I was like being really flirty and trying to play games and stuff. And it's like, we don't talk to each other like that anymore.
I know. Me and Cameron went out for dinner last night and I started eating something. I think it was like... something that you would eat with your hands. And I started eating with my hands. And he was like, it's so funny because like back in the day, I would have like been eating this so politely with like fork, knife. And I was like, honestly, on our second or third date, we had sushi takeaway. And I was like, I couldn't even eat it because I was so nervous. I was so nervous I was going to get some of it in my teeth. I was so nervous I was going to like put some on my face. Like I couldn't eat it. I went home starving. And he was like, I know. And I was like, now look at me. I stuff my face in front of you. I don't care.
But that is the, I guess that's the joys of both sides. Like I said, like it's really nice to be like flirty and like, you know, awkward at the start. But that's also really nice to be so comfortable with someone.
Yeah, exactly. I find it so nerve-wracking at the start. I get so scared my stomach would rumble or like something like that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like the
same.
Little like tiny things and you're like, oh no.
If you're in bed together or something and your stomach rumbles, or you're watching a movie together and you think it's the worst thing in the world. I still get like that now though, if I'm having, not with Charlie, but like say if you're having like a massage or like getting nails done or something and your tummy rumbles, you're like, oh, sorry. And it's like, it's so bloody
funny. Yeah. My tummy rumbled during yoga the other day and we were doing it, me, Cameron, and then one of the boys from his team. And I was like, oh my God, this is awful. I was like, my stomach's rumbling and there's a boy from his team and he's going to hear it. And I was like, oh my gosh, stop.
It's so stupid, but yeah, like fair. I'd be the exact same. Oh, speaking of relationships, I'm say you're not even thinking this way, and I can't believe I'm thinking this way, but I always thought this way. Vow renewal. Would you renew your vows?
Yes, I would. Well, yeah, I was speaking to Cameron about this and I was like, when can we do it? I was like, I want another party.
Like, same. I'm like, oh, I can't wait to renew our vows. It's going to be so nice. We were literally speaking about it when we were away and he was like, well, we could do it in like 5 years' time. I was like, oh, that sounds lovely. I'd love to do that.
Yes.
It'd be such a nice thing.
I think 5's the earliest you can go. I think any earlier than people would be like, come on, like.
Definitely
not been married.
I
don't
think people will be shocked by 5 years, to be honest. Yeah, I don't think you could do it earlier.
We made it to 5, yeah. No, but I was like to Cameron, we can do like a city one this time. He's like, Tiff, you don't get married again. And I was like, do you know what?
I think you do have like some sort of vow renewal ceremony. It's not like legal because you're already married, but like people do. Yeah, I think you do.
Yeah.
It's a weird one because I don't know if I'd walk down the aisle. I don't know. I don't know what I would do. I'm not sure now that I think about it. Like I was saying to him, like, because the first time around, like you're so nervous, it's stressful, blah, blah, blah. And then second time around,
exactly.
Like, I feel like the nerves wouldn't be there. And like,
yeah, it'd be a completely different experience.
100%. Like, you know, you've already invited everyone first time around.
Yeah,
so it
exactly.
could be a smaller affair.
Yeah, you could have more fun with it because you'd be like less stressed about like the small things. And then I'd love to wear a different style dress.
Same.
Actually, I got my dress dry cleaned and I need to have a look at it because I want to see that they, but they were like, yeah, we've got all the stains out of it, which is amazing. And now I'm like, I mean, we've spoken about this before, but Cameron was like, you should make it into like an amazing piece of artwork for the new house.
Like, really?
Like, how would it be a piece of artwork though? But I mean, I don't know what I'm going to do, but I was like, I might put it in like a massive frame in our like walk-in wardrobe. He's like, it's not like a massive walk-in wardrobe, Tiff. It's like a walk-in closet. So you're not going to be able to like display it like amazingly.
That's the thing. Yeah. you couldn't. And then also, I'm not really someone that I don't think would ever want to cut my wedding dress. You know, the people turn it into like a mini dress. Yeah, God, I think I'd always want to keep it long.
My friend Steph did that, and she wore it for her 1 year anniversary in Mykonos. She cut her dress. It looks amazing. Like, she's made it into like a really, and she's like, I'm going to wear it every year. And Cameron's sister, Grace, sent that to me and was like, you should do this. And I was like, I don't think I want to wear it again. Like, it sounds wasteful, but I don't.
Yeah,
I don't want to cut it, and I don't want to wear it again. I'd like to save it for like my kids, and then they can try it on when they're older. Not that they'd ever wear it, but it's just like fun.
You never know, though. They could. Or like, it's really nice, I guess, for like a child, if you have a girl, for them to like, let their, if they want to remake it, like, they can remake it kind of thing. Like, make it into their own thing, or like, I don't know.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Yeah, no, I get you. I know, obviously, it is wasteful, but, like, it's sentimental value. So, like, I just,
exactly.
I want to keep it, like, 100%.
No, for sure. Yeah, that's fun. I'll look forward to our vow renewals. I mean, you obviously will be sooner than mine. But also, you could do, like, you know how originally you wanted to do, like, the whole... Because when we were in France, we were, like, in the vineyard. And I was like, I swear this is similar to what Nicola would have done for her original wedding idea. She was going to do it in, like, France. And, like, was it on a vineyard?
Yeah, it was. I really want to do. I love France.
I love France. Although they're not good for vegan at all.
No, I know. I even know that. I'm not vegan. Like, yeah, they don't.
I was like, do you have plant-based, or, like, dairy-free milk? And she's like, huh? I was like,
you could have brought some if you drove as well.
Yeah, that's what I mean? Good of me.
That would have been quite handy.
FOMA as well, whipped it all up.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, at least it was only a night and you weren't there for like a week and like struggling
to
get food. Although we went to France for your hen do and that was fine, right?
Yeah, it was fine.
Maybe it's just that part of France.
Saint-Tropez is like maybe a bit more. Like, I'm sure they get all sorts of girls being like, I'm dairy free, I'm lactose intolerant, I'm this, I'm that.
So true, yeah. Oh, that's what I'd love to. Yeah, okay, fine.
Actually, I booked Saint-Tropez. I didn't tell you this. I booked the same place. Yeah, depending on where you are. But basically, my friend Rachel was like, I've booked the place we stayed for your hen do with her husband. She's like, I booked the exact same place for next summer for like 3 days. I'm not taking my kids. It's going to be really fun. You should come with Cameron. So I booked a room because it was like, there was only like a couple rooms left. It's already like nearly fully booked. It's free cancellation until like the month before. So I was like, that's good. But it'd be so fun to go back there and do like a couples thing. I think it'd be really nice.
Yeah, that is really, and it's such a nice venue. And that area is gorgeous as well. Like, we
so
really
nice.
Did have such a nice time. Like, I can't,
and I didn't really
to
get
back.
To properly explore like Saint-Tropez. So I want to go back.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, yeah, I'm 100% doing that some stage. Like, when are you going?
We're going. So I've never booked a holiday this far in advance. I was like, it honestly feels like abnormal. It's next June. It's free cancellation. So I feel...
You feel fine with this, yeah. I feel like I'll definitely be able to.
Yeah, I think by June, yeah. June you'll be able to do, definitely.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the plan. That is the plan of action, to do whatever I want. Hopefully afterwards. Oh, God. Oh, it keeps dawning on me. But anyway, we'll be fine. I've cancelled my trip, though, to Nice with my mum. We're meant to
have
go first weekend in September. Yeah, I just, like I said, obviously absolutely loved Cyprus, but the travelling is just getting a little bit hard now. Like, it's just, it's too uncomfortable. Yeah, so
yeah.
And I just think it was only for 2 nights. It's not really worth it.
Yeah,
as much as I'm just going to do it. Yeah, I'm just going to do it after with her or with
Charlie
or like whoever. Like,
you're able to move it all.
Yeah, well, so annoyingly, I booked with Ryanair, and every time you move their flight, it's £45. You have to pay £45 each flight. I just think it's daylight robbery.
You could book a new flight.
Exactly. But it just kills me, because the original flights were like over £100, and but then I feel like I'm just putting money. I don't know what to do, really, because we haven't picked the exact date.
Did you book a hotel?
No, we haven't booked it. We'd been putting off booking a hotel because no one wanted me to travel. And I was like, it'll be fine. But luckily, I didn't book a hotel.
So when do you go to Dublin?
Middle of September. If I'm seeing you in London next, I'll be going straight after then.
Oh, yes. London's your last sort of trip.
Yeah, essentially, yeah. It's last hair colour appointment. So sad.
I need to get my hair done so badly. But I booked it in, but not for a while.
How often do you get your colour done, your hair done?
Well, I don't really have like a set thing. Like, the last time I got it done was before the wedding. And now... I'm kind of like,
that's
whenever. I know. How often do you get yours done?
Like every 6 weeks at least. Like really? I said, like 6 to 8 weeks on average. I just feel like mine's awfully disgusting. Yes, look at the blisters. Oh, look at those wrinkles as well. Get me to my skin specialist the second this baby pops out. I want everything done.
Honestly.
Can't
you
wait.
You can't get anything done while you're pregnant, can you? You can't get like...
Nothing.
No.
Oh.
God,
no. And someone said that to me. They were like, yeah, I know. It is so. It is scary. Someone said that to me. They were like, have you had your lips done? I was like, I'm pregnant. Like that's, they say that your lips swell when you're pregnant. But I was like, no, I'm not. But I don't think I ever, I think hopefully they stay as they're very plump right now, but hopefully they stay the same.
Yeah, fresh. I want to get mine. I just want to get a tiny bit put in them because I feel like it's been a while. So I'm actually going to, I need to remind myself to message my girl.
Are you going back to the same girl?
I think I will. Yeah, she was really good.
Yeah, I would.
Harley Street Injectables. She's really nice.
Oh, it's Harley Street Injectables.
Yeah.
I swear they got in touch with me, but I have my person, so I probably will stick to, yeah. to them. Yeah, that way. Loyalty, yeah. Exactly. And also it's your face. You have to really
exactly.
trust me.
Oh my gosh. Face. I think about like
it just
back in the day when they went to, who should I go to? I went to like someone a little bit dodgy and I was just like, I should not have done that. But when you're young and you like, I don't know, I think you just don't care as much and you don't overthink things.
So true, yeah. And I think we know too much now too.
Really. Yeah. So we've got a listener question, which is for Nicola. So I'm going to read it out to her. It says, hi, Nicola. I hope you don't mind me messaging you. I listen to the podcast every week and I love your advice and your energy. You seem like a very genuine and honest person. That's cute.
Yeah, it's cute.
I have a question for you. I had moved from Scotland to Dublin 3 weeks ago. My partner got transferred for work and initially I was going to continue working remotely, but it turns out it was too complicated, so I had to resign. Anyway, I went to a couple of interviews here, managed to get a job at much better pay than my previous job, so I'm delighted. Delighted, that's such an Irish word, isn't it? Or is it just something you say?
Yeah, I guess it is. Maybe. I don't know. I do say it, though.
I signed the contract this week and I'll be on probation for 6 months. All good so far. However, I'm just found out I'm pregnant. I've always wanted to be a mum, so I'm delighted, but the timing is not ideal of me starting my new job at the end of the month. I won't say anything until my 12-week scan, but I feel so bad, like I schemed the whole thing. Oh, no, don't feel bad.
Yeah, it's don't feel like bad.
Yeah, not your fault.
It's actually quite handy, to be honest. Now you're going to get maternity leave with this new company.
Yeah, exactly. Ideal. Okay, anyway, being new to Ireland and Dublin specifically, I wanted to ask you a few things. I register with a GP in the same way we do in the UK? Is there a specific medical centre that do public health care? Should I get health insurance? Do I need to make an appointment to let them know I'm pregnant? I mean, so many questions. I know you're having your baby here, but you started your pregnancy in the UK, so I wanted to see if you had any advice. Sorry for such a long message, and please keep glowing.
Oh. So I only have healthcare in the UK, which is actually kind of a pain, because if I had healthcare in Ireland, which I think it's too late, unfortunately, for her to sign up to, because now that you're pregnant, I mean, I think you can sign up while you're pregnant, but I don't know if it's going to be really more expensive. I'm not too sure. But basically, because I had my health care, I had private health care in the UK, I couldn't transfer it over and I couldn't use it in Ireland. So I had to go public in Ireland, which is fine. Like, it's been a lovely experience. I'm using the Domino scheme, which I'd really recommend there in Hollis Street. But with regards to the doctors, you just like you register with your local doctor in your area and you have to pay every time. It's not covered by the,
right.
Yeah, I mean, there may be an option for you to go public to a doctor, but I've just never gone public with a doctor in Ireland. It's like 50 quid a pop, which isn't ideal either. But I am going public with the pregnancy because I didn't have health insurance. Definitely look into health insurance. That would be my first thing I would do. I would look into health insurance, see if you can get health insurance to cover your pregnancy so you can go private in the hospital. But
yeah,
I mean, supposedly public is just as nice. But
wait, yeah. So you're going public, but you still have to pay every time
for the doctor. So it's all separate.
Okay.
So you have to pay for your doctor's appointment, but then you don't pay for your hospital appointment.
Right.
So like I see the midwives for free, and I'll go into the hospital and go public in the public. It's like the NHS, public in the ward. Like,
yeah.
I was going to go through the NHS, even though I had private healthcare in the UK. I still was going to go public in the UK because I just really liked my experience with the NHS.
Yeah.
I didn't
NHS
mind
great.
It at all. Yeah, exactly. But I've never really experienced the public healthcare sector in Ireland, bar just meeting the midwives, and they've all been lovely. So I'm really hoping on the day it goes well.
I'm sure it will. I feel like,
yeah.
I don't know about Ireland, but the UK have such a good like healthcare system. So
they really do. So yeah, that's my advice. See if you can get covered with health insurance. But if not, moving forward, health insurance in the Ireland, I would recommend. I don't know why I had health insurance in the UK. I really didn't need it. It was just in case of emergencies. NHS is so good. You don't really need it.
Yeah.
But definitely look into healthcare.
Yeah.
Right. We have our first dilemma.
Can I just quickly butt in? I saw a few comments on our podcast reviews being like, they give out information that's just not true. Like they, as in like they they say things that are just not correct. I'm like, do we?
Oh my God, and Cameron was
like, Cameron's like, you shouldn't do that. And I was like, but it's not, this is our opinion and this is what we think. It's not like we're like, this is 100% accurate. But yeah, I'm just like, when do you give out information?
No, we do. I do notice that because we do say things. I'm like, I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what I think. Like, I do remember what me saying.
Yeah.
Like that. But the thing is, guys, we are doing this on our own. No one is producing this. No one is vetting this. This is just us two raw. So, like, and we
just rambling away. Like,
yeah, we forgot to actually say before we go into the dilemmas, please don't take our advice seriously. Oh God, we're so, I mean, listen, it is what it is. This is just two friends catching up. Don't take us seriously, please. Hey girls, would really love your advice on my bestie's current situation. She says I was seeing this boy for 2 months, met his parents, was introduced to his friends, and things were going really well. I saw him the day before I went on holiday. Whilst I was away, his replies just got a bit bad. I was getting maybe one or two a day, tried to be chilled because I thought it's fine, I'm away. By the Sunday, it was still weird, so I tried to FaceTime to catch up. No answer, so I just replied to his text like normal. The next day, I woke up and he still had not responded, but I could see he had kept going online as last scene was on. After a few hours, I sent a text to see if he was alive, basically, and he still, to this day, hasn't opened it. It's been over a week. Do I leave it or do I reply and give him a piece of my mind on how not to treat a girl?
Ooh,
I just wouldn't reply.
Well, it's obviously, like, done. Like, you can't go back there, which is such a shame because it's like you've met his parents, you've been introduced to his friends, like 2 months as well. That's quite a considerable amount of time. That's so weird for him to just suddenly go quiet. Horrible. I hate that.
This happens. Oof. I know. I hate it too, but I feel like it happens all the bloody time.
I know.
Like, I feel like it's such a common thing of boy. And I feel like, yeah, I personally wouldn't give him a piece of your mind. I don't think it would be so bad if you give him a piece of your mind.
Imagine if you give him a piece of your mind and then he reads it and doesn't reply, then you'll just feel awful.
Yeah, like that would be the worst thing in the world if you do. If you give him a piece of your mind and he just completely burns it, doesn't open it. Like, you'll just feel so frustrated and irritated by that. Like, yeah.
Also, like, you don't need to tell him what he's done is shit. Like, he probably knows it's shit. And he clearly is just, like, going with that. Like, he knows that not replying to you and suddenly, like, ghosting you is really bad. But, like, he's done it. What's done is done. So what were you saying to him, like, you're awful for doing this to me? Like, that's not going to change anything.
Unfortunately, yeah, just leave it. Like, I'm sure he'll come crawling back, but is this the sort of person you want to be with? I don't think so.
No, exactly. What could you do, though, like, to get his attention?
I just...
There's nothing you really can do. It's so annoying.
It is.
I'd love to know why. Why has he done that? Like, why do people do this? I mean, I've done it before and I feel really bad.
Yeah, same. I mean, we've all done it. You just lose interest. It's really sad to say, but you do. You change your mind.
I didn't,
you might get the ick or something. Or
mine was after 2 days, not 2 months.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, they obviously went full force into this 2 months. And, like, he... But maybe the meeting of his parents wasn't, like, a sit-down thing. Maybe they bumped into each other in the house or something.
Yeah.
And she stayed the night or, like, that kind of thing. Or maybe it was a proper thing. But either way, he's, like, made his decision by the sounds.
Exactly.
You can't chase him. And I just don't think you should give him a piece of your mind. I think you should just go on about your life and do not make it obvious that you're trying to get his attention on, like, social media or anything else.
Because exactly. You can only really give him a piece of your mind if he suddenly, like, messages you. And then you can be like, no, you're an idiot. But until he makes contact, you just have to completely leave it.
100%. Right, second dilemma.
I've started dating a guy and it's going really well. It's been a few months and I really want to know his number before me. Is it bad to ask him how many people he has slept with before me, and does it matter? Imagine if it's really high. I would happily tell him my number before him and I have nothing to hide. Do you think it's important for your partner to know this about you? Have you ever asked a guy his number?
I have, but no, I don't think
I have.
Yeah. Do you care?
I mean, to be honest, I don't care. But I have asked every single boyfriend I've been with, and I don't know why, because it doesn't matter, but I'm nosy.
Yeah, no, I get that. I've definitely brought it up, but the sad reply has always been, I can't really remember. I don't know. It's been a lot, or like, it's been quite a few. And I'm like, great. Girls just remember because it tends to be lower, I think. And they also remember all their experiences more so than men do.
Yeah.
I don't even know Charlie's, and I've married him.
Do you not know Charlie's?
We've grazed past it, but.
Yeah, you've never like outright asked him, like, how many people have you slept with before me?
I've definitely brought it up.
I don't think boys really like I have a friend who keeps it in her notes and she writes down every guy she slept with. And she writes down, like, their nationality.
I know who you're talking about. You don't even need to say who you're talking about. And I know who you're talking about.
Oh, my God. I have a friend who's a boy who I remember once years ago, he had a spreadsheet for all the girls he slept with, like, name or, like, description of them if he didn't know their name. Then he would rate them awful in the spreadsheet. Yeah.
I feel like I know who that is as well. I think I do. Maybe not. I could be wrong. But, yeah, I actually used to make.
You used to make what?
I'm not saying that because my dad started listening to his podcast again, so I'm actually not. I'm not.
Hello, Mr. Hughes.
Oh, I'm sweating. So my dad was in Spain recently and we went for dinner with Charlie's dad and his stepmom, and somehow dad brought it up. He's like, I started listening to her podcast the other day. He's like, I messaged her because I think it's a very bad idea that I continue listening to that. It's a sex episode. I was like, oh my God, I can't deal. We're with the in-laws. Dad, just stop talking. It literally took me half an hour to reply to my dad. He was like, let's try find what he said. But it was so funny.
No, my dad doesn't listen.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'd listen to my child, but I don't know, just to be known.
I think I would, but my dad doesn't know how to, I don't think he would know how to do that. I don't think he listens to podcasts, but I think he should, because I think he'd, not ours, but I think he'd like certain other ones.
Yeah, I always say that to my dad.
My mum listens, but she's always like,
she's like your
amazing
friend.
Podcast.
Yeah, yeah, so exactly. Cute. Yeah, my dad texts me saying, not sure how I feel about these podcasts. Maybe better not to listen or put on them, not for over 60s. I was like, I literally saw the message and I was like, I can't breathe. It took me half an hour to reply. I basically blamed it on the listeners. I was like, it's what the listeners want.
We're going to summarize. If you want to know, ask him, but don't get annoyed if you get an answer that you don't like, I think.
Exactly, it's in the past. Like it shouldn't determine how you feel about him whatsoever. I'm like
no,
not to stereotype, but men generally do have a higher number, and it or doesn't mean anything. Or they lie about it. Yeah, exactly. He probably will lie to you. He'll probably knock off a few people. Like just whatever it is, It shouldn't make you. It shouldn't make you change your opinion on him at all. Like it's almost a good thing if they've had more experiences to get it out of their system. And then live.
I thought you were going to say because then they're good in bed.
Oh, I mean that too. Maybe, I don't know. It's lovely to chat to you all this week. I don't know what to say. What's wrong with me today?
We're going now. We love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.